We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Big show. We always say big show.
It's a really big show today.
It's a really big show today. Keith is with us, of course, as always. Dave Spano's with us, as always. Rusty Harden, defense attorney for Deshaun Watson, will join us at 6 o'clock. To talk about the case, to talk about tonight's special on HBO, obviously. A lot of anticipation surrounding that, regarding that. And Rusty's sort of making the rounds a little bit. He did a podcast that just released yesterday. I know you've heard clips from it throughout the day. There's some things that he said in there that I want to ask him about. And really, we haven't heard very much of their side of it. And so we're going to get into it and hear straight from the source a little bit later on. And also, in addition to that, Jeff Howell, my colleague from The Athletic, will join us at 2:40. A national NFL insider. We'll talk Baker. We'll talk Browns, Deshaun, all that. Howard Beck, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, and the crossover pod will join us at 4 o'clock. Avery Johnson, CBS sports analyst, of Colin Sexton's former head coach at Alabama, will join us at 5:20. So a packed, packed show. And the highlight, of course, being Rusty Harden
coming at 6 p.m.
Coming up at 6.
I love that this morning I wake up to multiple group texts from Jason and Keith, and Jason's like, I'm going to reach out to Rusty Harden. Bleep it. See what he says. And then, like, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes later, he's like, dude, he said, oh, come on.
I'm like, got him.
Oh, awesome.
Got him.
Good job out of you.
Yeah, he's making the rounds.
You're pulling your weight for this show.
Finally, do something right. Ran out of things to say around 4:20 and got 2.5 hours to go.
That's usually around 6. Now we've got a guest at 6, so we're good.
We're good.
For today.
That'll carry us through, man.
Oh, yeah.
We are good to go.
We're in good shape.
But, you know, one of the things, and it's fascinating to me that Rusty is going on the offense here a little bit. And because when Deshaun first came to Cleveland, when the trade went down, I sort of dug into it that first weekend, and I wrote a fairly big story on, like, how this all came together. And one of the things I was told was, like, hey, listen, A lot of stuff is not out there yet. And, like, you haven't heard both sides. And some of the testimony isn't lining up with some of the allegations. And my point all along has been like, okay, well, let's see it. And I've given Deshaun's side multiple opportunities. Now, in fairness, not Rusty. I don't even think it was Rusty. It wasn't Rusty. But I've talked to people very, very close to Deshaun. And it was like, just give me the transcripts then. Like, show me the court testimony. Give me what you got. And we'll write it. And they've never delivered it. So it's frustrating because I'm the one coming on saying, yeah, you know, I hear there's a lot of things going on. And I don't know if we got the whole story. And I've heard things. They've told me things. But without the proof, I don't want to come on here and say, you know, that's fairly irresponsible and reckless. So I'm trying to wait till we have all of the information.
Right.
So I'm kind of happy to see Rusty sort of going on the offensive a little bit here and saying, okay, listen, this is where we're at. This is what we think. This is where the case is. Because tonight is going to be very uncomfortable for Browns fans. And I don't know that necessarily, if you followed the case closely, I don't know that you're going to learn anything new. You know, it's just stitching it together. It's putting faces with names and seeing the emotion of what they're alleging all come together. But I don't think it's going to be a very comfortable night for Browns fans, for the organization, for Deshaun, for anyone involved in that.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good for Deshaun tonight. I think we all know that. I think Rusty knows that, and that's why you said he's going on the offensive, podcast, radio. Hell, we might even have him on again tomorrow.
I extend the opportunity if he wants to,
and we'll have Busby on too if he wants to come
on. Sure.
Yeah.
We can do that.
It's not like we're just, you know, one-sided here.
Right.
Obviously, we'll open it up.
And the reason why I wanted to have Rusty was because I feel like we know Tony's side. We know Busby's side of things. We know the allegations. They've been front and center this whole time. And we haven't heard very much from the other side. And if the other side is willing to come on and state their case, I'm happy to listen. And, you know, it doesn't mean we're going to be pushovers for him. You know, I got some, I think, pretty fair questions for him. But I want to hear what he's got to say. I want to hear their side. And I thought he did a really nice job on the Between the Lines, right? Is that what it's called, Keith? Between the Lines podcast with Gabe Feldman, who also, I believe, is an attorney. So it was a really fascinating look. And he said some things in that show that we'll get into as we go and that I want to ask him about. But I just don't think that we're going to learn anything new, number one. And also, like, the point Keith was making for the show, we knew this was coming, right? Like, this is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part to me is, like, they're ratcheting up the pressure right now.
Right.
They're trying to get a settlement. That's the play here. And that's what I sort of wrote over the weekend was like, listen, the Browns want Deshaun Watson to settle. I can assure you the Browns want to be rid of this. They want to put this behind them so he can focus on football. The NFL definitely wants him to settle. The NFL doesn't want to go through this. They don't want the shield stained any more than it already has been and whatever allegations that come out. And they've already acknowledged that, you know, some of the encounters that there was, you know, sexual acts involved and they were consensual. Okay, well, still, the NFL doesn't want to be dealing with that.
Right.
And yet, and Tony Busby certainly wants a settlement. He wants to get paid.
For sure.
And yet, with all this pressure and all these people wanting Deshaun to settle, he has not settled. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that he thinks he didn't do anything wrong.
He's fighting to clear his name. Yeah. He's going to fight to clear his name. Now, I still think, and Rusty said this on the Between the Lines podcast, there is a path to a settlement if all of the factors line up properly, that they could settle. And I still think that's going to happen. Because the question that I had for Jimmy and D. Haslam the day that the press conference was held was like, listen, litigating 22 cases, this could go on for years. Do you really want this hanging over his head when he's trying to get ready to play football games? And I know that they've come to an agreement where cases aren't going to be tried during this season.
Correct.
But still, 22 cases takes a long time. And whether or not it's active litigation, it's still weighing on his mind.
No doubt. Has to be.
And that was the one time where I felt like Jimmy sort of tipped his hand a little bit, and he said, that's why we think that he'll come to the right conclusion. And Rusty, when I was away on this podcast yesterday, to say, like, hey, the Browns have stayed out of this. When we met with them, we told all the teams that were interested, basically, you will have no say in how the legal proceedings play out. Like, this is we're handling this, and you don't get a vote. And that's fair. That's fine. This is a guy's name and reputation that he's trying to clear. But for all of the people involved in this that want him to settle, and he still refuses to settle, tells me he adamantly believes.
Yeah, he could easily make this go away.
He could easily make it go away.
Get a suspension.
The Browns just gave him 45 million reasons to make it go away.
Sure.
Just here. Here's the money. Take the signing bonus. Clean it up and get rid of it. To this point, that hasn't happened. And we'll get into some of the reasons why that hasn't happened, and we'll hear straight from Rusty why that hasn't happened. But just the fact that for as many people want him to settle, and they still won't settle, or to this point have not settled, have not come to an agreement, is fascinating to me.
I've said all along, he's either telling the truth or he's a sociopath.
Could be both.
How's that? How could it be both?
I don't know.
I'm like, wait a second. How could it be both?
No, he was defiant in his introductory press conference.
Yep.
About, I don't need counseling. I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing for me to learn from this. And it was almost uncomfortable because if you've got 22 women accusing you of doing something wrong, if I had 22 women accusing me of doing something, I'd have to take a step back and go, I probably need to take a look at this.
Yeah, did I do something wrong here?
But at the same time, every word he uses can be used against him in these civil cases. So he has to be very careful. And I'm sure he was coached thoroughly on what to say and what not to say at that introductory press conference. Because every syllable can be spliced and used against you in these civil cases. So I understand sort of the stance that he took, but at the same time, boy, that was a rough look.
Yeah. It was. I mean, that's the last time we heard from Watson, right?
Yeah.
It was the opening press conference. Yeah. So.
And they're not making him available. They did not make him available tonight to HBO, citing the litigation. But, of course, he did do the one press conference. So, you know, I don't know how those two align, where you will put him in front of the media one time, but you won't put him in front of HBO unless you feel like the cards are stacked against you. And I can understand why you would feel that way.
Sure.
I don't know Soledad O'Brien personally, but I know her work well, and she's a pro. And I don't believe that this is going to be a railroad job on Deshaun. Maybe I'll watch it tonight and come away with a different view on that. But going in, like, she's a really respected journalist. And we actually reached out to her to try and have her on tomorrow, and her schedule just won't allow. She's traveling and has a far more important things to do than talk to us, I guess. Because I would really like to hear from her. Because really, I just have one question for her. Okay, you sat down with these women. Are they credible? And I'd love to hear her response to that. But
yeah, I mean, she would have an opinion, right? I mean, if she believes them.
If she's willing to share it, yeah. I mean, she for sure has an opinion, whether or not she's willing to share it.
True.
You know, that I don't know. But it's going to be an interesting evening in Cleveland.
I will be locked in, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. HBO 10 o'clock tonight on HBO. I have to order HBO now when we get home because I don't have it. But I will have it by 10 o'clock tonight. I got to pick up the kids from swimming tonight. Big day. Big day.
Big day.
Got to get the kids from swimming at 8:45 and then head for home and watch a show at 10. So I guess really what I'm curious to hear from you is there anything here tonight that's going to change your mind? Is your mind made up? I've heard from some people saying, like, give me a reason to believe him. I want to believe him. And in fact, I had someone close to Deshaun call me a week or so after he got here. And I said, and the question was like, what's the vibe? And I said, they're looking for a reason to love him. The vast majority of Browns fans are looking for a reason to love him. And you can hate that. You can disagree with that. But that's been my experience in dealing with a lot of Browns fans since he got here. People are looking for a reason to love him. And I'm curious to see how tonight plays into that. If you're going to watch it, first of all, and if anything said could change your mind on that. So again, like I said, this is where it gets uncomfortable for Browns fans. And you knew this was coming. Maybe not an HBO show in May, at the end of May. But at the same time, like, it was only a matter of time. If the plaintiffs are not getting the outcomes that they want, and they were not able to get an indictment, and they haven't been able to reach a settlement. So this is step C. This is plan C to really crank up the public pressure and the public scrutiny. And, you know, Tony Busby did say the walls are closing in on Deshaun, and that is just not true. That's just not true. He avoided not one but two grand jury indictments. And the bar for an indictment is not very high. It's probable cause. Like, it's not very, and listen, I'm not trying to pretend to be an attorney, but I've talked to enough attorneys regarding this that it's not very hard to get an indictment. Like, it's, you don't need a lot. It's not a very high bar to clear. And they couldn't get it in either case. Now, does that mean that he's completely innocent and didn't do anything wrong? No. But, you know, the justice system said he didn't do anything wrong criminally. They can't charge him criminally. And I think that has been sort of overlooked in a lot of this, or it hasn't gotten quite the attention that maybe it should have. That twice grand juries tried to bring cases in front of them, and twice no charges could stick. They got a no bill in both, in two different grand juries in two different counties in Texas. That has to count for something. And I wrote that at the time, like, his defense has momentum now. Like, they've been quietly saying that there's nothing here, there's nothing here, there's nothing here. And the courts have backed that up. Now, that doesn't mean the NFL's got to follow suit with that. We've seen that before. Roethlisberger was suspended without criminal charges. Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended without criminal charges. So the NFL can still act. And that's where I think Rusty is. I mean, listen, Rusty Hard's got plenty of experience with the NFL. He represented Adrian Peterson. And, I mean, he represented Roger Clemens in the steroid case prior to that. That's where I first heard of him. That's
you
where
said he, Adrian Peterson, Roger Clemens.
I'm sure there's others. Those are two that come to mind.
I did see earlier today. There were some other players. It doesn't really matter.
But the one thing that he said on the
he's 80 years old, by the way.
I know. Crazy. I know. But the one thing he said on the Between the Lines podcast that I didn't realize, I guess, is under the new CBA, under the NFL's new CBA, this is the first case. This is the first test run of the new system, of the way it's set up this way, where it truly is an independent arbiter,
right,
that's hearing the case. So that's and I think that there's, I don't know if trepidation is the right word, but I think that there's a lot on both sides of just how is this going to go, because they've never done it before, this first time. So I think the NFL is curious to see how this goes. I think Rusty Harden is curious to see how this goes.
I wonder how much outside pressure will be involved. I wonder how much of the public opinion matters in this case. You know, certainly, you know, we've seen in past cases that the outrage from social media and public in general certainly can have a can be a big factor in and some of these things. I mean, the league, I honestly think the league cares more about the perception of the league than they actually care about these cases.
I mean, you can make that argument in the, well, I shouldn't say that.
Shouldn't say what?
No, it's a bad example. It's a bad correlation. I'm not going to do it, but perception matters, but I almost feel like the NFL doesn't care what people think because they're the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, there's a pandemic and the whole world shut down. The NFL said, nope, we're going to keep going. And they didn't slow down at all. Changed some things up, modified some things, but they carried right on, carried right through. And it just, it almost...
Well, to be fair, it didn't really affect the league quite that much because of the pandemic, the main part of it happened when... During the off season,
yeah, in the draft, and that, and they did come back on Ray Rice when the video dropped. But I think, I don't know that that was so much public perception; it was just evidence.
Yeah, I mean, they came down pretty hard on Kareem Hunt, 8 games, right?
They did, again with video evidence. So how much of it is public perception, and how much is it just the evidence of the case changing?
Well, I think it can be both. Like Watson, just because there's not videos, I mean, you got 22 women,
yeah,
saying the same thing.
And that's the other thing Rusty said that we'll get into with him.
It's not one or two.
I want to make sure I heard him right, because it sounded to me that he told Gabe Feldman on this podcast that of the 22 women, Rusty believes only like two fall into the category of the NFL's conduct policy, personal conduct policy.
So only two do?
Two of the 22. If I heard him correctly, and I think I understand what he was saying, but I want to ask him about it, that two of the 22 fall in the line of where there could be a violation of the conduct policy. And obviously, Rusty doesn't believe that he violated it at all. But that's, if he's right, and I don't know what he's basing that on, and I don't know that he's right, but if he's right, that changes the scope to where, and I've said this before on this air, and I've written it multiple times, everybody I have talked to with the Browns, and the words I keep using, are cautiously optimistic. They're cautiously optimistic that this is not going to be a suspension that derails the entire season. Now, no one will put a number on it. I've not gotten a number from anybody. But the feeling is that this is not going to be debilitating to the 2022 NFL season. And what are they basing that on? Well, if that's it, that helps explain it. If you take 22 down to two in terms of violation of a personal conduct foul, if you will, well, that would explain how they dwindled that number, how they boiled that number down as low as they did. And again, that's something I want to get into with Rusty, is how he came to that conclusion, and if I understood him correctly, because I believe that I did. Two is a lot different than 22 in terms of
totally
personal conduct violation. That's something else we can talk to him about later on when we have him again, Rusty Harden. Deshaun Watson's defense attorney joins us at 6 o'clock in the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.